Anagaishimas. Welcome to Cliff's Wujo. A Wujo is a place where the Wujo arts are practiced, as a dojo is a place in which the martial arts are practiced. The Wuwu arts are all things not allowed in mainstream media. Wuwu is all talk not fit for polite discussion. Wuwu is the other half of what makes us human. Today is March 18th, 7:45 a.m., and this is an episode of Cliff's Wujo. Today we're going to discuss the recent updates in our process. Igor has gotten the servers reestablished. Hasn't established himself yet, but he was a good guy and got the machines in place and got us connected up. I've got access, and I've telnetted in and been monkeying about. We've got the array set up for storage, and I'm running a yet another process as I sit here and watch the snow fall rather unexpectedly. At least for us, I think I can claim to be right about a forecast of legendary snow. This is our fourth or fifth significant snow of the this winter, spanning 2011-2012. We just do not normally see this here, especially at sea level. Okay, so as long as that's going on, let me just bring up some of the other update issues. We're still in release language. It's still growing. We're going to see more and more of the events of the release language as it spreads out. We will not apparently see any of the building tension language back in a dominating fashion at all. There is little crocodile teeth later on as we get into the rioting period. But So basically, the point today was to discuss some of the test data I've been running overnight, and I was looking at the results earlier. And while it is a test data set, and therefore is not necessarily the most reliable, and you wouldn't believe what we have to go through to do referential integrity checks on these things before I really get into it, there are trends that are still showing up that are maintaining from the last data set that are worth discussing. These trends are especially worth discussing as the manifesting circumstance in universe is reinforcing them. For instance, the unusual snow this late in the year, with temperatures exceptionally cold for us here in the Northwest for this time of the year, and changes in the wind patterns and so on. We've had a very odd winter or non-winter for a lot of the areas of the country, the United States, North America. Affects Canada. We've had a very odd winter in the Eurasian continent. It's going to get a little bit odder, a little bit more extreme, according to our data. Right off the very beginning, when I shift model space into gear, there are a number of continuing trend elements still showing within the Terra entity that suggest some rather large Terra intrusions will affect all of us over these next 6 months. And they include everything from winter showing up unexpectedly in spring, as basically I'm facing now, in those places that have had no winter yet at all. So they've sort of had a little mini spring or a mini summer. Now they're going to get hit by a winter. Then they're going to get hit by very, very extreme summers. This is going to be global. It'll affect the northern hemisphere more than the southern hemisphere, but that's not necessarily going to be any comfort to anybody, really. The weather patterns are such that the data indicates that Terra intrusions will directly affect food supplies and are doing so now, and we'll soon see this. As the plantings go from early to, you know, covered in snow to burnt out to flooded away, this kind of a deal. So basically, we just won't get any respect from nature, and those people that are in the growing business really need to be prepared for replanting and replanting and to rethink how they're going to do things based on what occurs within their local mini environment. A lot of it may be less than pertinent, though, in the sense that you may just simply not be able to cope with what the sun's going to be throwing at us. We also have indications that sometime between now and the end of August, we're going to get an actual solar fire episode. It's labeled fire in the archetype, and it probably won't be a fire per se, although it may cause a number of fires on the planet. It looks as though a solar CME or a large outburst is going to cause a fire episode here on Earth over these next 6 months. And so this, I think, will be the first of what we had seen as three bursts out of the sun, culminating in a very large one, May of next year, May of 2013. The impact on the food supply, when I go on over and I look at the Global POP entity, shows a whole series of areas I really need to investigate, but in general, there's a chain indicating we've got to be very careful here, that the pressures on the food supply over these next 6 months, and longer, I mean, it's multi-decadal, actually, it looks to be at least 12 years in this, will have a lot of humans eating foods they should not. And by this, I mean, it will push a lot of people to eating products that are going to be very highly radioactive, seafood from the Pacific, foods that are grown in radioactive environments, and foods that are otherwise tainted. So there's the data shows an extreme rise in foodborne illness and death at all levels of the healthcare system and the population entity. That is to say, people perishing from rapid onset kind of food problems, as well as from eating radioactive substances. In looking at the data in general, it's a very robust set, I've got to say that. But one of the things that appears is that we're going through a period of transformation mentally over these next 6 months for a very large segment of the global populace. That transformation appears to be more focused towards the manifesting material universe than things like the political structures and so on. In fact, if one wanted to be if we trusted this database, let's say that again, if we trusted this database, bear in mind I've run no referential integrity checks on it, but if I trusted it, I would have to say that the Terra entity, a very unusual circumstance here, especially with all the cross-links over to the populous entities, but that the Terra entity is forecasting some unfinished wars. Let's put it that way. The Terra entity seems to be suggesting that the stupid-ass officialdom's Zionist war of aggression against the Iranian people, which is going to pop off here in a couple of weeks, or in a few weeks, will be basically unfinished. That sometime in the next 6 months, solar intrusions will take out satellites and other abilities to make modern warfare. And according to the data here, people just kind of say, well, you know, we don't have anything that we can use, so we're just going to call it a day and forget about this business. Actually, it doesn't really quite look that way. I mean, there's words of the diaspora. There's all kinds of death and impact from the war itself, but there is not a resolution. And by August, it appears to be fading, so to speak, in the sense of not gone, but dribbling away to a certain extent. By the way, as part of the process of doing this, I had to shut the recording down here, hop over to the other machine, have a look at model space, run some programs to connect me over to the lexicon, have a look at those words, and then come back over here and report what I found. So to continue on this about the food supplies and so forth, the data really does look in the set very cohesive. I'm very pleased with what we've got working so far. It's a very sparse set, and I'm just reporting this more as a heads up and a general overview than any kind of a detailed report. And we'll probably finish up here in a few minutes because there's really only three very large chunks of the set prepared. And in a normal report, I mean, we'll probably run 1,800. But I've got the three main entities. So while the data is sparse, it's really the beginning of what will become the ultimate data set after the referential integrity checks are run. In any event, though, these trends had existed in the last run, and we've been looking at the food issues, the social chaos, which again showed up as forecast in 2011. And here's something about how we work. When I run into a data set and I make, say, 10 forecasts off of that data set, and six or seven of them are accurate to timing and the language involved, then I have a tendency to trust the larger whole from which that data set was extracted. And those data sets are continuing every time we run the process. We're basically just adding to particular areas. And when these data sets grow, then we can have a certain amount of confidence in them that we may not otherwise feel on a new data set, for instance, a new area that had just popped up. So this stuff about the solar intrusions and all of that, and we have to admit there's been all kinds of weird stuff going on with the sun. In any event, it's going to ramp up over the next 6 months, and it's going to fade right into, I guess, what we can call, or what had been called, our alien wars. I don't know. The war part is... that word actually arose not from the data set within the Space Goat-Farts entity, but from an original connection back in 2003 between the Space Goat-Farts entity, this particular subset of the alien contention, let's call it, and the what had been the Bushco entity, or the Bushista, or the what later became basically the Powers That Be entity. That entity had a receiving set, a terminating subset, for these crosslinks, and the top of that set was war. Now, that entity's whole focus on everything is war, so I should not be surprised. And maybe I have mislabeled this, but let's say that let's change it from alien wars to alien contact with local contention over that contact, or some other larger context in which to view this, because the word war is an extremely limiting view. When I looked at the population USA entity here just a minute ago, the crosslink over from the Terra entity near the end of August has a huge burst of crosslinks that go from the its point of termination within the populous USA entity over to the Space Goat Farts entity, where it's going to terminate, because it's in the subset heading is there now, in this area that we'll call the alien contact with local contention over that contact. By local contention over that contact, we may be discussing a situation of fracturing of the human populace. There, over the longer term, the Space Goat Farts entity seems to have been suggesting that there may be a social body schism developing, not along the lines of the Civilization One guys deciding, okay, we've got all we need, we've got all our pies stored, they're all in the freezer, and we're bugging out. Let y'all have a good time while we go off wandering in space and do our thing. Rather, what we're discussing here in terms of the schism seems to be a situation in which officialdom and the paranoid, evil, rotten, rat bastard bloodline freaks and the sociopathic supporters are just lose their minds over space alien contact that does not include them. And so they become very aggressive and nasty about the whole business. There's a lot of hints that that's going to be the situation as we go forward with this conjunction of the Terra entity, the Populous USA entity, and the Space Goat Farts entity. I won't go into that any further, because I don't have any further details until we can populate Space Goat Farts, and that's one of the last entities that we do, so that's 20, 30 days out from now. Bear in mind, I'm still running tests, and I still have to do the tuning of the lexicon. However, it's very interesting the way that we've hit a major juxtaposition of archetypes, and we're moving out of the, we won't move out of it until sometime in 2013. That's the solar fire thing, Terra entity impact on our lives, but the Terra entity is suggesting a huge transformation, and transformation is itself an archetype, and that appears to be rising into dominance over these next few months, alongside, I guess, to slowly replace, that remains to be seen, the Secrets Revealed entity, which is now in dominance. So apologies for being a little disjointed in this. As I say, I'm just doing a test, and I was struck by the data and decided to record this as I was doing my work here. Hopping over to the Populous US of A entity from the Terra entity, this is usually part of my process anyway, as I get lost in all of these threads. I go from the Terra entity over to the Populous US of A entity because there's lots and lots and lots of language here already showing that we're going to have water coming up from the ground causing flooding, as well as dams breaking causing flooding, as well as thunder and lightning and rain causing flooding. So it looks like it's going to be a pretty wet period. This shows for about the next 3 months here in North America. Also shows abnormal weather patterns, extremely so. More and more showing up, lots of words around drowning, people, animals, and crops. The crops is the big issue because that's the thread I followed on over. We see from the crops thing, it goes over to the war and contention subsets, and it shows that the food issues, while they're going to put pressure to create fighting, are also going to be impacting global economics, and they're going to put economic pressure on the war machine. That's probably a good thing, although we got to starve to do it. Shows little bits and pieces of language here indicating that there will be some visibility of the food situation being discussed in the populous US of A mainstream media. They're indicating things like showing people hunting down rabbits in the wild and eating squirrels, that sort of thing. Too bad we can't eat politicians. They're fat, and there's a lot of them, and they're slow-witted, and they don't move very fast. Okay, oh, speaking of which, moving very fast, we've got some language here showing a meteoric level of a rise of a social position. So somebody's just going to come shooting out of nowhere and end up sitting on the clouds, basically, relative to their celebrity status within the larger social body of the populous US of A. I don't have much in the way of details there. This may be political. Juxtaposition to that, we have strutting and crowing and rooster-like behavior, you know, about ready to get your head chopped off and served up for Sunday dinner and just don't know it and think you're the boss of the yard. That kind of language showing around a person without a great deal of talent to back it up. Again, this is in juxtaposition of the set of the person who has the meteoric rise in the social position that apparently is merited. So there's going to be a bit of duality expressed in the mainstream media. This might relate to something like, you know, a huge jump in Ron Paul and Gingrich out there crowing his stupid head off, that kind of thing. Let's see. We're going to have people attempting to manipulate the populace by saying, basically, happy days are here again. Here we can spend our way out of misery. Giant social programs. Y'all come on board. Let's see. Also means it's going to be... I won't go into that. We don't need to discuss that at the moment until it's validated. Oh, there's some data here about... some kind of a major prisoner release in the U.S. It doesn't necessarily appear to be voluntary on the part of the officialdom, so it may mean that there's a... and it's commercial. Okay, it looks like maybe it's discussing some kind of a commercial prison break out of a commercial prison. It's going to bring up the whole idea of the prison, quote, industry. Not too good for the people that work there. If I were in that line of work, I would be extremely careful over these next 3 months. It shows in an area of grass and trees, flatlands, grasses are burnt off to keep rodents and that stuff away. It's about all I have in the way of indication as to where it is. It's going to be a major thing, and it'll hit the mainstream media, so we'll know it when it happens. Can't give you any more indication of time because I haven't run the timeline stuff yet. Okay, I'm back here. Looks like there's going to be something going on in the southwest of the U.S. It appears to show, let's just say, maybe over as far as the Sierra Nevadas, maybe. It fades by the time it goes over that far. But other than that, the Four Corners area up into Utah. Utah's got a big chunk of the... Geographic Reference is coming out, so it's going to be involved, although I don't think it's the center of it. It's not the dominant area there. But it's going to be a good place to look for big doings, if you will. The impact on the populace is showing as appearing over the next week, maybe two, and growing over the next 3 months until we get a flush or a bloom of it, a general bursting out of the southwest in or around the solstice. So that would be around June 21. What will apparently happen is there will be some kind of mainstream media central focus that will have us all pointing, no matter where you live in the or where you are within the populous U.S. of A., we'll all be looking at the southwest for, I don't know, period of time here, a week or so, or the better part of a week at least. And it doesn't necessarily show as being a good thing. It's not related to the prisoner, although I got there to that from following thread lines within those cross links. Does show as is being after or during extremely heavy weather, rains like maybe we've seen here or Hawaii has seen recently. You know, an inch an hour or an inch every 2 hours consistently for a while. Then it goes on to describe that the weather becomes basically sunny, and that's when whatever it is pops up in the way of getting our attention nationally. And it does actually specifically say that the whatever it is that's going to focus us in the southwest will be doing so, and will be slicing and dicing on the populace as we discuss it for weeks, and that there will be a lot of squabbling involved. Okay, so looking down into what little tiny bit of detail I have, the association with the Southwest shows an individual I won't describe. No point to that at this juncture. But there is a robbery of some sort or a theft. It doesn't extend to fraud. It is actually using the terms robbery and theft as in an active sense. So I don't think it really is pointing to the same sets of language that we get around, you know, the mortgage fraud and all of that, which are more passive language. So this is a attractive. It's a, all of the language is present tense focus, as though when we read the story coming on out, they'll be trying to describe something that actively occurred. There's a lot of indications that there will be heavy media involvement. There's robbery, cars, all different kinds of stuff. Curiously, a focus on the word carriage, as though ornate. What am I thinking of? That Disney fable, you know, the pumpkin turns into the carriage kind of thing. So there's that word, a lot of robbery going on, carriage is upset, a lot of language describing a very ornate carriage actually turned upside down due to the action going on there, and that this all relates to the Southwest somehow. Then further there's discussions about money, and con man being involved, the word specifically shows, a little tiny bit of money, apparently a seed money, this may relate to something going on in Vegas, there's language that relates to gambling and that kind of a thing, so there's some kind of a con starting down there that will end up morphing into, probably against their wishes, an active robbery with everybody looking at them. There is an attempt to cheat. It looks to be the federal government or the somebody in, like that level here as a result of this or involved somehow. And it'll be shocking to all of us when this all comes on out. And actually, the shocking part is that everybody's going to like the bad guy. So we'll see. We'll see how accurate the data set is. That's all within these next 3 months. This is going to play out. It's probably happening right now based on the language I'm seeing. And we'll see how it actually morphs by the time it gets to the mainstream media. But it looks to be a good little yarn, and probably they'll make movies out of it. Okay, boy, this is already at 23 minutes, and I don't want to take much more of your time, and I'd hope to get to these other this other larger entity for Global Pop. I'll have to do that some other time. I've got dogs on my case to go out for a walk. A couple of quick things for the populous U.S. of A. entity. As we're moving in through these next 3 months, we'll get set up for the following 3 months when we have our fire encounters here in the northern hemisphere. So the data shows that by the summer solstice, there will be areas of the country that will be in dire straits. The heat bubble that we saw a few years ago will that'll be a minimalist expression of what these areas are going to face. You know, it'll be like being in a little hibachi continually cooked at a low temperature. All kinds of language about taking refuge from the sun, from the heat, that kind of thing, danger, you know. It just goes on and on and on. Basically, the idea is watch out. It's not going to be ubiquitous, though. There's going to that's part of this whole thing, is the very much disrupted and chaotic nature of the weather we're facing as a result of these toroids going walkabout because of the distress of the planet and its relationship with the sun, which is not necessarily doing that much better. Anyway, though, so let me check on this one level right there. Let's see. Yeah, repeatedly we're getting data sets here that show no matter, I mean, there's no detail to speak of. We're into, let me see, actually only at just approaching 2.5 million records in the read, so hardly anything at all. But already I keep getting repeated data sets that are linking into the major archetypes of thunder, flooding, unknown energies from space, we think. I mean, it just goes over to the Space Goat Farts entity. I can't tell yet. As I say, it's not yet populated. But more and more omens of disaster, if you want to look at it that way. Lots of data saying that food supplies will be impacted by the weather. The weather is going to be extremely dominating. And even so much so, I don't know if I got into it or not, that the weather is going to disrupt the Iranian war. And not that it won't be devastating and millions won't die from the stupidity of it all, but the Zionist dirty, rotten, evil bastard cult of Rome, Queen of England, Illuminati, stupid fucktards are hell-bent on attacking Iran. And apparently will do so over this next short period, such that by August, when the sun goes and decides it's going to give us a little flick of the finger and bring some fire down on us, that everybody decides, okay, that's it. You know, the sun's coming here and kicking the planet, so any of our concerns are too petty to deal with, and we just kind of forget about it. The data keeps going back to the great vigor and huge amounts of energy coming in the form of the weather, and that we will see this in a huge way here in the U.S. over the next 3 months as we set up for the following 3 months, which will be even larger amounts of chaos and, I guess, shifting into our transition. Let me check. I've got one more link to a lexicon. It does show that, you know, some people in the mountains will do better than other areas, so this, but they've got to watch out for radiation effects in the mountains and, the oxidation effects of the radiation on the brain. And that also basically we'll all be going somewhat crazy from the oxidation effects of the radiation all around us. Well, you know, it's a little late for me, so I'll just, go out and work on my boat some more and try and compensate for the miserable weather of March by providing heat such that the resin can set up. However, the data set promises to be very rich. We'll know in about probably 20 days or so when I can get into the beginning of the interpretation with a seriously robust set after having run all of our referential integrity checks and so on. It doesn't look good, though. I think that we've got maybe another few months here of some level of stability. Those people that are not going to opt out of the process will be subsumed by it, apparently. That is to say, they'll get wrapped up into the minutiae of everyday life trying to survive and who they're actually angry at, instead of taking the larger view and stepping outside of it and concentrate on growing their own garden and basically disappearing from the chaos. With a longer term perspective, it's difficult to put all this into words, but I would think that the self-organizing collectives need to be really making their, not final preparations, but tightening everything up and begin getting into active operation modes, and probably will over these next few months. I don't know what the Global Pop entity has. It's large. It's fairly robust already. We just won't go there today. I could spend a lot more time on it alone, even at this state. I suspect it's very close to the populist US of A entity. We'll know in a little while. My apologies about that. Let me see if there's any other pending elements on that. No, I think that was pretty much it. Thank you very much. Respectfully, better start getting your food stuff together and making those sorts of preparations. And the government of the planet that are enslaved to the dollar or enslaved to the central banks, this points to a single focus for all of our miseries. This will dawn on everybody sooner or later. It will not be healthy to be a bankster or to be around them. And in some areas, they're socially kind, as in Greece and France, where they're throwing food at people that are parliament and politicians, officialdom, and banksters. That won't last. We're about to turn a really harsh corner, because when such things take off here in United States, we're going to not have a lot of food to waste, and we've got a lot of lead to waste. We've been storing it for years, so it's going to be an ugly time. I would advise people to get their sinners together and know that they don't have to participate in it, and everybody's destiny is their own. The politicians asked for it when they set out on this path. Thank you much, guys. I'm off to boat building, and maybe we'll have another one of these in a couple of days as we see where we're at. Igor is trying to get his wife and everybody moved in and getting everything set up, so I'm not asking too much of him at this point. Thank you. One last thing. I forgot about this. If you've got the inclination and you've got a Bitcoin, maybe you can toss a tenth or a fifth our way. We are in a situation of having to pay heavy costs to relocate our servers and things. And I told Igor I would ask. Thank you.